Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good Thursday afternoon, everyone. I'm JJ filling in today for Glenn on Hardy Midday. Today is November 18th, 2021, and let's take a look at local news happening across the area. Highlands County Fire Rescue Unit responded to a report of a structure fire at 500 South Pine Avenue in Lake Placid last night. Upon arrival, the units discovered smoke coming from the home. All occupants were outside of the home. Upon further investigation, crews were able to determine the fire was coming from an electrical panel that was arcing. There were no injuries, but there was about $10,000 worth of damage done to the home in Lake Placid. A memorial for a teen who was killed in a traffic accident keeps disappearing in Ellington. As cars drive on U.S. 301 and 42nd Avenue East in Ellington, there's something missing. And now for the third time in as many weeks, a memorial has disappeared. It's for Michael Steele, a 17-year-old Parrish High School student who was killed by a drunk driver while riding his motorcycle back in October of 2020. However, law enforcement may have a good idea on who's removing this memorial, as a family has attached a GPS device to some of the items. The Manatee County Sheriff's Department is investigating. If you have any information, you can contact the Manatee County Sheriff's Office at 941-747-3011. A Tampa jury is recommending the death penalty for Tyrone Johnson after finding him guilty of killing his girlfriend and her 10-year-old son following an argument over what the family should watch on television. On Wednesday, a 12-member jury unanimously recommended Johnson receive the death penalty. The jury's decision came 5 days after they found Johnson guilty of second-degree murder for killing Stephanie Willis and both first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse for killing Stephanie's son, Ricky Ryan Willis, back in 2018. All right, we come back on Hardy Midday. We'll check your weather forecast. We've got your agriculture news, business news, sports, and more all coming up right here on Hardy Midday. Stay close. We'll be back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here for this Thursday. I'm JJ. Here's your weather forecast for Wauchula and all of Hardy County and the Heartland, for that fact. Today, showers likely with a thunderstorm, also possible after 4 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 79. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of around 67. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Then for Friday, a 20% chance of showers. Patchy fog after 8 a.m., or before 8 a.m., rather. Mostly cloudy, overnight low of 78. Winds will be around 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 26. All right, here's a look at your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act led to a slew of farm groups praising the action. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package includes $550 billion in new spending. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the historic infrastructure bill addresses the critical infrastructure needs of family farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says investments in physical infrastructure like broadband will be critical for agriculture in bridging the digital divide. Emerging leaders in agriculture have a new opportunity to get next-level leadership and professional development training specifically focusing on animal agriculture. It's called Advanced Training for Animal Agriculture Leaders, a program created and sponsored by the United Soybean Board and the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. The 16-month program focuses on four areas of development: critical thinking, leadership development, connecting and relating skills, and operational excellence. A bipartisan group of governors asked the Biden administration for guidance on an action that could expand fuel sales containing a higher ethanol blend. The letter was sent after an appeals court struck down a 2019 ruling that allowed year-round sales of E15. The seven governors point out that a section of the Clean Air Act allows governors to effectively request from the EPA that E15 be sold in their state year-round.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Hosting the traditional family Thanksgiving this year may feel a bit more normal than in 2020, but unlike in the middle of the pandemic when prices for certain foods went down, we'll all have to pay a little more for this year's celebration. USDA economist Carolyn Chelius was asked to list the foods most often served by Americans on Thanksgiving and check on their prices relative to last year.
One whole frozen turkey, which is 12 pounds, 3 pounds of sweet potatoes, 3 pounds of russet potatoes, 1 pound of cranberries, 1 pound of green beans, a gallon of milk. The only price that stayed the same was sweet potatoes, and those prices did not increase.
Chelia says sweet potatoes have been selling for an average of 99 cents per pound, unchanged. Russet potatoes are selling for 89 cents per pound, which is up more than 3%. Green beans are up almost 50% from a year ago at $1.92 per pound. Cranberries will cost around $2.50 for a 12-ounce bag. That's up 12% from 2020. Milk prices are up to an average of $2.98 per gallon. That's an increase of 8%. And finally, the centerpiece food item, the turkey, is running an average of 10% more than in 2020 at about $1.06 per pound for a total of $25.81.
And that compares to $23.33 in 2020, a 10.6% price increase.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, Check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now here's a look at your business news, stock market report, and sports.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Battery-powered vehicles will get top billing at the Los Angeles Auto Show, which opens this week. Subaru, which has seen strong sales growth in the U.S. during the past decade, will unveil its first all-electric vehicle. VinFast, a Vietnamese automaker that plans to start selling in the U.S. next year, will show off two all-electric SUVs. Amazon says it will stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the United Kingdom because of a dispute over fees, marking growing tensions between the companies. The online retail giant said in a message Wednesday to customers that they won't be able to use the payment company's UK credit cards starting January 19th. On Wall Street, the Dow down 211 points to 35,931, the Nasdaq down 52 to 15,921, and the S&P 500 dropped 12 points to 4,688. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Toronto left-hander Robbie Ray bounced back from a dismal season to win the American League Cy Young Award. In Milwaukee, righty Corbin Burns returned from a bout of COVID-19 to win the National League's top pitching prize. Ray, who actually took a pay cut after a rough 2020, says he worked hard to get back into form.
Immediately once the offseason started, I got straight into the gym. I would drop the kids off at school at 7:30 and immediately get in the gym.
Ray led the majors with 248 strikeouts, going 13-7. Milwaukee's Corbin Burns finished with 234 strikeouts and an 11-5 record.
Yeah, I mean, you've grown up always wanting to pitch in the big leagues. You want to be the best in the league. You know, thanks to everyone behind me for, the Brewers, all the training staff, coaches.
Justin Verlander has agreed to a $25 million one-year contract with the Astros. He was a free agent. Verlander played just one game in the past two seasons after injuring his elbow in the 2020 season opener. He underwent Tommy John surgery and said earlier this year that his rehabilitation was going well. This is SRN Sports.
Right now in Wauchula, the local barista is brewing the Morning Joe. Right now in Bowling Green, a line cook is dreaming of his own barbecue joint. Right now in Zolfo Springs, a rancher's son is raising a steer to be the next fair champion. There's a spirit here in Hardy County that drives us to do more. It's in our customers and our employees and our DNA. First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank.
In the NHL, Colorado scored the last three goals in a 4-2 win over Vancouver. Yanni Gourde scored the game-winning goal with under 2 minutes left in the third as Chicago won their fourth straight 4-2 over Seattle. Garnett Hathaway scored two third-period goals with Washington Black Los Angeles 2-0. In the NBA, James Harden scored 27 points as 11-5 Brooklyn beat Cleveland 109-99. Harden didn't like them letting their foot off the gas, being outscored 32-19 in the third quarter.
This is careless turnovers and what led to, open shots for them. And it wasn't a good showing for four quarters, but we come away with the win.
Charlotte beat Washington 97-87. It was Detroit 97, Indiana 89. Atlanta 110, Boston 99, Orlando 104, New York 98, Milwaukee 109, the Lakers 102, Miami 113, New Orleans 98, Oklahoma City 101, Houston 89, Minnesota 107, Sacramento 97, Portland 112, Chicago 107, Phoenix 105, Dallas 98. 6-4, New England is looking for their fifth straight win when they play at the Atlanta Falcons tonight. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, thank you for joining us today for Hardy Midday. I'm JJ filling in for Glenn. Don't forget, you can listen to us from virtually anywhere in the world. Just log on to our website, 1021theoutlaw.com. Click on Listen Live. Make plans to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for Hardy Midday, sponsored by First National Bank of Wauchula, serving Hardy County since 1960. That is First National Bank of Wauchula. I'm JJ. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.